It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today I'm going to give you a different slant on the past election season, the good, the bad, and the possibly scandalous. We are all relieved that the political season is over, at least for a couple of years. But it is good to look back and see what we learned from this past campaign. So let's take a quick walk through the last few months, and at the end of the show, I'll propose several things for you to consider going forward. First, we have to congratulate Jill Hoffman and the other guy for their wins. Jill appeared on this show early in her campaign, and she certainly impressed me. The incumbents turned down invitations to appear. Jill ran a very informative and a refreshingly positive campaign, and she won by a healthy margin. Take note, politicians, that mudslinging says more about you than your opponent. And people want to hear about your ideas, not about the weaknesses of the other guy. We also have to congratulate the supporters of Measure O for their victory. We should all win, as money from the measure's increased taxes is spent on streets, sidewalks, and parks. The city council majority said, trust us, to spend the money on infrastructure. Well, forgive us if we opt to trust and verify. So we will be monitoring how this money is used to the best of our ability to decipher the city's books. If the money is not used as promised, well, there's another election in 2 years. As I noted last week, the presence of a challenger made the campaign more interesting. Nothing like a good debate to shed light on an issue. And when the challenger wins by a substantial margin, there's a clear message that the voters are not happy with the status quo of their council. To this observer, the past council listened to each other, not the residents. The now infamous comment, "Just lock your doors," typified this lost contact with the people. So where is the scandal? The city administration appears to have taken an aggressive stance regarding its involvement in the political process. There were 3 expensive multi-page flyers mailed by apparently the city to support Measure O. These flyers were couched in terms of providing information about the measure, but only the pro side was effectively represented. In the eyes of a number of citizens, city employees were only removing Hoffman and No on Measure O signs from what they believed to be public property, leaving signs for the incumbents in place. Whether or not actual violations of campaign laws were committed, the city walked a fine line in its conduct during the past election. Hopefully, the city administration will also get the message that this type of arrogant behavior is a thing of the past. So what should you do? If you're a Democrat licking your wounds, take heart in the fact history shows the Republicans will mishandle their majority over the next 2 years, and the Democrats will rebound in 2016, possibly putting a woman in the White House. Locally, you should attend the Sausalito City Council meeting on December 9th, for the swearing-in of Jill Hoffman. Send a message loud and clear that you support her and her willingness to listen to the people. Countywide, there will be a lot going on over the next few years, and you need to stay informed. The group, Citizen Marin, in conjunction with Community Venture Partners, is conducting a forum entitled The Future of Marin, a broader perspective on sustainability. Who decides? What works? How do we define and measure sustainable growth? The forum is on Thursday, November 13th between 7 and 9 p.m. at the San Rafael City Hall, 1400 Fifth Avenue. For more information, go to citizenmarin.org. I am sure groups with opposing viewpoints to Citizen Marin will also be hosting forums, and I'll let you know when I become aware of one. The recent election results in Sausalito clearly support that one person can make a difference. maybe you will be that person in the next election cycle. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.